It's a writing challenge. Carpe diem for writers today on The Right Focus. Carpe diem for writers, seize the day, for we have hope for tomorrow's opportunity. 50 words yesterday, over 2,900 words today, today's needed words, and yesterday's regained. Less than 4,000 to my projected goal, but I'm going to need many more words. As for the draft, checking in with that, 3,300 words plus today. I'm behind on the draft, but I anticipate achieving soon. I'm still past the one quarter mark. Just as we writers have unexpected disruptions, yesterday for me, for example, we also have unanticipated bonuses today. Yay! We need to use these times wisely. That's lesson 50, to recover whatever time we have lost and may and will lose ahead, because we will lose it. Life happens. Writers cannot drift. We have to seize these offered days. Yesterday, I needed 1,000 words and only achieved 50. Today, I needed 1,000 and achieved 2,900. Yay! Gain! Yesterday, I lost the whole 2,000 I wanted on the draft. Today, I needed 2,000 more. That's 3,300 words today. I lost 700 in the two-day span. I'll look for upcoming opportunities to retrieve those words. Here's my update. Monday, I hit my 5,000 word goal for the draft. I took care of the biz and I took care of my volunteer writing. Tuesday, I had errands. I knew I would only barely get 2,000 on the draft and 1,000 on the rough. Crossed my fingers and hit that. Wednesday, I had a commitment in the evening. I scheduled 1,000 for the rough, but I only managed 50. And for the draft, managed nothing. So that failure was a total zero. But today was total success. Three times what I wanted to do, and the draft was 1.5 times what I wanted to do. I'm less than 200 words off track on the draft. Friday, I'll have another commitment. I expect only 500 for the rough and 3,000 for the draft. Saturday, though, I'm going to up to 1,000 for the rough and 2,000 for the draft. Sunday, I drop back down to 500 for the rough and the draft 2,000. For my final week on Monday, 1,000 rough, draft 2,000. Tuesdays, I think I may have finished the rough, but I'm not sure. Got a big question mark there. Draft should be at 22,000 words. Wednesday, not sure on the rough. Draft should reach 25,000 words. Thursday, I'm pushing for 4,000 words on the draft, almost 30,000 words. My trip is May 3 to 5. Monday the 6th, my draft should hit 3,000 words for 32,000 words. Tuesday the 7th, I'm going to start my complete read-throughs. Hope to finish the draft. Wednesday, I'll be doing more reading. Hopefully, I'll be able to work hard and then I can publish. I'll miss my deadlines if I follow that schedule by 3 days. I'm still planning to push. For inspiration today, I had Terry Pratchett. He said, "The first draft is just you telling yourself the story." I like that. Writers are readers first. We love story. We wrote the first time because we spun a story in our heads that we wanted to explore more deeply. Sylvia Plath talked about having the guts to write. Quote, "The imagination to improvise," she said. That means that we're crafting the parts that in life we never see. The very start, the incipient flutter of a butterfly's wings, are the distant rocky ramifications. Octavia Butler said, "We change things and they change us. A constant synergy of variation and adaptation." Yeah, she's right. That's the writer. Seizing opportunities, using them, being used by them. As C.S. Lewis said, "You can make anything by writing." We control our content. Ain't it grand? Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Ruins, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.